Hello and welcome to the San Carlos Blog Podcast. My name is Bob Burdell. I'm a realtor with RE/MAX today in downtown San Carlos, and I appreciate everyone logging on for this, our 2009 year-end wrap-up of the San Carlos real estate market. So 2009 was, a very interesting year, and that's putting it mildly for those of us that are involved in San Carlos real estate. It was a very frustrating year for San Carlos sellers, and a little bit of a confusing year for San Carlos buyers, although I think we got it straightened out here right at the end. To kind of track our market, we really have to go back a little bit beyond 2009 to October of 2008. And, you know, we were kind of humming right along in the beginning of October of 2008. The market was still very, very strong. And then right around middle of October, things really slowed down, and it was very difficult to tell if the kind of what's going on in the broader markets have finally caught up to us, or if it was just a little bit of our normal holiday season that had kind of slowed the market. And by the time January, February, March come around to San Carlos, it was very evident that there were bigger forces at work. So the obvious follow-up question is, what happened in October of 2008 to change our market? Obviously, the subprime mortgage stuff had happened a while before then, and so something else had to happen. And what I pointed to is the drastic change and drastic drop in the stock market. We kind of live by our own rules here in the Mid-Peninsula area, and especially some of the more niche areas such as San Carlos. They had a major drop in the middle of October of 2008, and our market suddenly came to a massive standstill. And further, if you go back and trace the ups and downs of the San Carlos market, say, over the last 15 years, you'll see that it's very hypersensitive to what is going on in the stock market. Interest rate changes, what's kind of going on with the overall economy is certainly important, but the leading indicator, again, seems to be directly related to what is happening with the stock market. And not coincidentally, when the stock market kind of bottomed right around 6,400, and suddenly kind of made a little bit of a comeback, our market slowly started to make a little bit of a comeback. And the summer, we started to see some more activity, and nobody was really quite willing to say that we were heading back up, but it was very close. And then I think what happened here over the last 2 months in San Carlos, especially with the bottom end of the market really being bought up, was a pretty clear indication that we were headed in the right direction. Obviously, the stock market had rebounded. Today, it's rebounded about, since that 6,500 low, about 4,000 points. And again, it's no coincidence that San Carlos market has kind of picked up. But I think contributing to our market picking up, two things happened. Number one is the stock market improved. And number two is we did have a correction. And I think most sellers finally came to the realization that, you know, there was going to need to be a correction. It wasn't nearly as big as some of the surrounding towns, but we certainly did have a correction. Anything under $1 million, I think it's safe to say that there was a correction of anywhere from 10 to 12%. Above $1 million, between $1 million, let's say $1.3 million, the correction was a little bit bigger, and certainly above $1.5 million, there was an even bigger correction. So the combination of those two forces really wiped out our inventory here at the end. Say starting in September through even the first week of December, we just got totally wiped out. And there's a lot of folks that were involved in multiple bids on houses, especially between about $750 and just under $1 million. And a lot of the homes that came onto the market during that time period did experience multiple bids. Now, it's probably worth just touching on the subject of other factors in our market. A lot of folks expected San Carlos to drop a lot more than it did. And, you know, I have a couple thoughts on that. Number one is that we survived a long time after the mortgage meltdown without really any effect at all, and largely due to the fact that a lot of San Carlos homes were not bought with subprime mortgages. And that really was to blame for a lot of what happened in the rest of the country. The majority of San Carlos mortgages were done with at least 10% down, but more than most were done with 20% or more. And so we didn't really have any subprime activity here, which obviously helped us kind of hold off a little bit of a correction there in the market. Now, what we may see coming up is kind of what people are calling a second wave of issues in the mortgage market, and those are not necessarily subprime mortgages, but what people have nicknamed the pick-a-pay mortgages, where folks have the option of paying interest only, even what's lower than an interest only payment, principal and interest, And a lot of folks have been making the minimum payment. And the problem is that a lot of those, when they were locked in at 5-year ARMs in 2005, are going to come due in 2010. And so there's not as much of an unsettling feeling as there was with the subprime mortgages, but there is a little bit of hesitancy because some folks are definitely on those here in San Carlos. The question of how much, I simply don't know, but I know that some folks are going to watch that number very carefully. So while 2009 was very much, was kind of started out in the gutter there, I can't think of a more appropriate word for it. It really did slowly rebound the whole year. And then toward the end here, we were pretty encouraged with what we saw. And the last March, you never would have thought it would have ended this way. But we actually, like I said, finished quite well. And we're looking forward to continuing that into to January. But obviously, we're going to have to wait and see exactly what happens. But one item I did want to touch on just briefly. We get a lot of questions about foreclosures and short sales and conflicting information. Especially regarding foreclosures. There's different sites you can log on to, and they'll say there's 60 foreclosures in San Carlos. And that's a little deceiving. The foreclosure process, it runs the gamut. It runs everything from what they call pre-foreclosure to a notice of default being filed to a property actually owned by the bank to a courthouse sale. The majority of those properties will never make the market. And a lot of folks think that they're simply going to wait on a foreclosure in San Carlos and then grab it. We only, at any given time, I think this year we might have had two, maybe three on at the same time. And if that happens, there's usually enough demand to bring that price up to a number that is market price anyway. So it's not like there's an extreme deal to be had with foreclosures in San Carlos. That's just not the case. Foreclosures, when they come on the market, will be priced very aggressively. But again, with the amount of demand, especially in that just under $1 million price zone, it's going to end up going for market price anyway. The other issue is short sales, and really we could do a whole podcast just on short sales. They are very tricky, and anybody that has been through them will tell you that in the end they are very frustrating. Unless you are a buyer who is extremely patient and can really put up with a lot of ups and downs, they can be very, very difficult, especially if you have an agent on either side that has not been through the short sale process, doesn't know how to manage expectations correctly. And some of the tricks, and I hate to use the word tricks, but that's kind of the way it seems to go with lenders, and if there happens to be multiple lenders in the property, it's a very difficult process, and if it's something that you're interested in pursuing, I have a few blog articles about it. You can just search short sales there, and it'll pop right up, but if it is something that you're considering as a seller or as a buyer, please let me know. I'd be happy to kind of fill you in on the real story of what goes on with those. But that's kind of it. I kind of summarize our market ended very well, and I was pretty pleased with the productivity there at the end. And we're going to be a little bit of still on a wait and see mode as we start 2010. But like I said, finishing as we did was a very encouraging sign. I appreciate everyone logging on for this week's podcast, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks.